Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell, and I'm looking at these videos I'm making. It was getting too easy to have it all up close to my face and hold it. I'm just gonna have to take some arm pressure. I'm just gonna have to take some arm pressure and work it out, because the shots I've been getting were too close to my face, even though it's all about the commentary. Sometimes I do want, you know, people to see. I'm gonna mute that for a while. Mute that. Y'all stop bothering me. Anyway, I'm not sure if you can see it, but you see I'm wired. I got out one of my GoPro cams. This was before I got the Mevos, when I was trying to have set up remote cameras to record from different angles, to record events from different angles. I tried to go with a GoPro knockoff, not the real GoPros, but these are like GoPro camera knockoffs. They were like $30 a piece or something, even cheaper than that. But they seem to do the job. And as long with the standardization and all that stuff that's out right now, a lot of the features and accessories all line up, match up. So if you get like a standard, you know, GoPro knockoff cam, all the accessories and mounts and clamps and all that work with my regular cameras, my other cameras. They're all standardized, and that's really cool. Like when I got that newer NEEWER LED light, I'm still impressed with that. That's why I keep bringing it up. It took the battery from my Sony Handycam that I bought over a decade ago, and had it working yesterday, and, you know, did the light, thinking about having some lighting in the studio. I'm trying to see if it makes a significant difference to where I want to go in that direction, or just, you know, rely on the commentary and what I'm saying to be the attraction and not so much the aesthetics. Though, looking at, and when I'm sitting there watching videos on YouTube, some of them are so pretty and so high def and just at that level that I'm like, wow, okay. It makes me, I see one that I like, and I look at it and I listen to it and I hear the sound, then I immediately switch over to one of my videos to compare it and see how big of a drop off it is. Because to go high def, you got to step it up. And I'm like, of course I can afford to step it up, but do I really want to? Or do I need to? Quote unquote need. Completely subjective. Need is completely based on my whims or desires, or, you know, however I want to call it. But, so, where was I? Oh, I was talking about the LED camera, the lights, LED. I always talk about myself. I've been doing this for decades. I've been talking about this for decades and mixing in commentary about maybe quote unquote relevant issues, like the State of the Union address yesterday that Mr. President Biden gave. I got thoughts on that. Should I spill them here? And also in my head now, going through my head is keeping things in order. Trying to, you know, not wanting to talk about politics here in the middle of another video so I don't have to go back in there and splice it or, you know, edit it. But I'm going to have to start doing that. It's just going to be no way around it. And as you can see, I got my GoPro camera hooked up on my chest, had it on my belt. Woke up this morning and said, hey, let me try it. You know, let me just see what I can do. So I remember I had charged some batteries for this. Grabbed a memory, stuck some memory in it. I took the mount that I used for the newer LED camera that I mounted on a microphone stand yesterday. I took that mount, hooked it to a belt clip that I had like I said, it's all from the standardized accessories. I remember, ooh, I got a belt clip. Maybe I get a belt clip. And I also had a headset wrap, a head wrap. Like, it's straps you get to, like, wear on your head or over your hat. I also had a chest mount. I can't find them. I can't find that stuff. I'm going to go look for it again. Because I'm going to New York City. It'd be fun to, you know, walk around doing weird filming. You know, just to be doing it. It's like doing that. How's that look? You see it? Screenshot. So, out here getting my steps, doing what I do. Oh, and the reason I cut this on, the reason that energized me to cut this on is because I'm making baby steps towards getting my controlling my appetite. I'm not even gonna say getting my weight down, because that's not the issue. I mean, that's the goal, but that's not the issue. The issue is controlling my eating. And yesterday, I did a fairly good job. Yesterday, in my eating and all that. I wasn't super good, but the little increment, the little baby step I took towards eating rationally. I did for a second day in a row. I didn't get back up out of bed and get something to eat. I stopped at one bowl of salad, though, full disclosure, it was all the salad that was left. And it was kind of a thick bowl. And it was a lot of it was like the bottom part. So there was a lot of cheese and meat and stuff in it. And it did have my stomach feeling a kind of a way that made me not want to eat. I still kind of overate. But I didn't overeat. I didn't have potato chips. Oh, or did I? Did I have? Yeah, I think I did get some Wheat Thins. I think I did have Wheat Thins with it. No, I ate green beans. I made some green beans. So raw green beans. I used butter. And I used butter, garlic, onion powder, and some salt. Just to give myself, you know, kind of a taste to it. But, you know, it's mostly the butter. Let's just be real. Yeah, we got a, some people say homeless problem. I guess you can call that homeless problem. They wanted to change the name to houseless. People always, they don't want to call them homeless no more. They want to call them houseless. Because I guess technically speaking, if you out there wherever you at, that's your home. But they just don't have a house. So, you know what I'm saying. But, so I'm all mic'd up. Got my cameras on. Feeling pretty comfortable. I'll match the videos up. I guess to see how entertaining it looks. But I wouldn't say significant. It may have been a small move, but it is definitely significant at a certain level. At a certain level, it was definitely significant in that I was able to not overeat like I had usually been when I was just like really crazy. Just like, you know, eating all those potato chips. I don't think I got Wheat Thins. I'm not sure. I may have gotten Wheat Thins. But I know I ate green beans and salad. And tonight, I'm going to finish up the food that's in there. I'm going to try to wrap everything up Cause I ain't gonna be here for a week. You know, freeze this, do that. I might make that cabbage that I got in there. It's only a little bit. I may make that. And just to get it out of the way. And I got a bag of lettuce in there that I hope stays good for a week. Because even though it's in an airtight bag, it seems like it could start turning brown and all that. Even though it's like in an airtight bag. So, and I can't freeze it. I learned that. I tried to freeze some tomatoes and potatoes. Didn't work. Threw them away. Got cottage cheese in there. I can freeze that. It didn't quite survive, but it's still edible. And the rest of the stuff I can freeze be good when I come back. So, still looks like it's still recording. Looks like it's still recording. So I'll see how long the battery lasts and see how much memory it takes up and all that as we out here walking, doing the walk. But it was good to get have that, you know, make that little, have that little incremental success. I call it a success. It's to slowly pull back that eating. And my weight last night, I went to bed, it was 223, which is high. Been held the last two nights when I was eating a whole bag of potato chips, albeit unsalted. Still over 1,000 calories on top of the salad I was eating. My weight had went up to 225 in the middle of the week, and that's just unacceptable. My weight during the week, during my work days, is not supposed to go up like that. And hopefully, you know, I plateaued. We're on the downslope now. Maybe I got it out of my system. So we'll see. Maybe. Maybe I got it out of my system. Maybe I did what I needed to do to be where I need to be. But we'll see. And so when I woke up this morning and it was 221 something, I was excited because that means there's a possibility I could be under 220. Even if it's 219.8, there's a possibility I could be under 220. And then tomorrow, well, tomorrow kind of don't count because tomorrow is actually going to start tonight. Tomorrow actually starts today. to flat out put it. Tomorrow is going to start today, 3 o'clock in the morning. And hopefully I'll get my steps, do what I need to do. Thinking about how I'm going to get from JFK down to my Times Square hotel. The company's paying for it, and they, you know, multi-billion dollar company. And even so, just to get I don't have to get like a luxury, you know, transportation, but I could, and it wouldn't even be a blip on their radar. But I might just go with a regular taxi. But then again, I've always liked to take the subway. The subway is an adventure. I still might just take the subway. Subway takes an hour. I think the subway takes as long as the a taxi. So I just might take a subway. I mean, take the subway because I've done it before. And it'd be fun. Saturday, you know, go to Jamaica, Queens, Jamaica Station from JFK. I've done it before. I might do it again. It was definitely something. And it's cheaper. And it's not so much that it's cheaper, since I'm not paying for it, it's an adventure. And even though somebody else is paying for it, I still, in the back of my mind, don't want to do that expense. And it's not so much like, you know, book it like how you would book it. You know, it's not so much, I don't think, oh, you know, just because it ain't your money, you're going to do it this way. If it was your money, you would do it that way. And I feel kind of guilty. It's more or less just my nature not to actually do that. It's just not my nature to incur an expense like that, or to even participate in an expense like that. So, you know, catching the train was fun. And it's a chicken place at the Jamaica Queen Station that I always look at and say, ooh, that looked like a funky kind of place. They might have something in there. You know. So I do my research. I'll be at the airport early. I'll be on the plane. Oh, I'll get Wi-Fi. I'll get Wi-Fi at American. I'm not flying Spirit. Now that part, that part I let the company take care of. And even at the hotel, I could have got a more expensive hotel. No, I got a good practically priced one, close to the office and all that. You know, that's the direction I went. Just not to take advantage. It's not even taking advantage. I guess it could be taking advantage, but in my mind, it's not taking advantage. It's something different than just not taking advantage. It's just not inherent in me or part of my makeup to participate in overly extravagant endeavors. Overly extravagant is 1,000 million percent subjective. Overly is subjective. Your overly might be different than my overly. In fact, it definitely is different than my overly. So, what I might think is over, you might not. Like a lawyer who's billing maybe $10,000 an hour for his expertise, with overly and what's expensive, completely different ballpark. Completely different. Completely different. So, we'll see. But I do got tickets to see Hamilton tomorrow or Sunday, 1 p.m. And do got tickets to see Hamilton tomorrow at 1 p.m. I was thinking, where do squirrels sleep? I was thinking that yesterday, because, you know, there's a lot of squirrels when I'm walking here. And I see them running around doing stuff. And when I'm at the undisclosed location on the one of the default routes of my undisclosed location, I see rabbits. And I see them out there. I see squirrels. I see rabbits. I see a lot of rabbits, kind of, relatively speaking. I see lizards. You know, all that. It's kind of a thing. So, one thing about these shoes, too. These shoes that I got. Oh, I can hold it like this, huh? I can put it on my belly and hold it. It bounces around a little too much. I wonder if I put it on my belt. I hold it like that. Will it? Is it better? Yeah, a little. I guess it's a little camera shake. That would be something. Huh. I wonder if I would be comfortable. I do actually have a device that is supposed to hold it. You know, hold it. Hold a phone so you can like read. It goes around your neck. It's a little cheapy, gimmicky thing. But it works. It goes around your neck. And it holds your phone in front of you so you can like read or whatever. I could probably prop that up to record me while I walk. But seems like I might have to get used to it. Then I would have to adjust to having my hands free while I'm walking and talking. Which shouldn't be too bad. If you think about it. Should give me some more freedom. Be more animated with my hands or whatever. I may want to look into that, huh? I may want to look into that. I guess. I don't know. Is it necessary? I really don't even have to be honest with you, shoot video. I think the only reason I do shoot video was so I could post it straight to Facebook without any editing. Facebook doesn't do audio only. I would have to take the audio and match a splash screen on it or something. At least this way, you get some kind of visual. It's always good to have something moving on the screen. Even though they do have this app, they kind of, oh, I saw that where it shows like a meter, a bar meter that is activated by the audio, and it kind of like to the audio, you know, like bar graph kind of thingies, whatever. Well, anyway, I think that's enough, don't you? It's never enough. I know it's never enough. I know it's never enough. Somebody talking to somebody. You hear him? He kept going. He went around the dude. Like, uh-huh. Another cat walking down there kind of slowed down and talked to homie. Like, homie looking to be into something or do something. Bored. Whatever. Out there. Life has forgotten him. Disenfranchised. And the way he was talking. It's kind of like with a lot of energy. And he don't look to be too out of the way. Or an ordinary. So. Might have just been excited about it. You know. And not completely off the mark. Off the marker, I should say. Instead of saying off the mark, I should say off the marker. And I probably should walk more upright too, I think. Sometimes I feel like I should walk more upright. And sometimes I do. And sometimes I catch myself walking, leaning over. People be saying I dance that way. And I'd be dancing, I'd be in the mood. I'd be like bent over, you know, like not bent over, but kind of slightly leaning forward with my butt sticking out. It makes it look like my butt is sticking out because I'm like leaned over. And when I walk a lot, I do feel like walking that way. But who knows? You know? Who knows? Who knows how it goes? Who knows how it goes? Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times for me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is or will be, totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one, theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.